We need to know the tools of our trade better than our customers do. They're relying upon us to explain these contracts to them and protect them. I can't tell you how disappointing it is to talk with the salesperson that's been in the business for 5, 10, 15, 20 years that doesn't know what the current version of the purchase agreement actually says or how to fill it out correctly. That's malpractice. Hi, this is Mark Dolan from Time Tested Mastery, Life Lesson Sell. I'm your host, and today we're going to be talking about one of the five activities that I share need to be in every single real estate salesperson's daily schedule. Those five items are 1, education, 2, practicing skills, 3, lead generation, 4, putting time aside for administrative and preparation work, and the 5th activity is learning your inventory, knowing your inventory better than your customers know it. But today we're going to talk about that 1 activity, the power of education. And you might ask, why? Well, it's really, really simple. 40 years ago when I started the real estate business, it was exactly the same as it is today. To get our license, all we need to do is to study for 2 or 3 months, pass some practice tests, pay for a course, and then go pass an entry-level state exam at 70%. Now, I didn't know when I took those tests and went through that process that I wouldn't know anything about being successful in the real estate business until I actually started selling, right? I didn't know what I didn't know until I got into the business. So one of the things that I heard very early on that I'm going to share with you today is this. If you will study your industry or read in your industry 1 hour a day, after 20 years, you'll be considered a nationwide expert. Think about what I just said. Reading 1 hour a day in your trade or industry will make you an expert after 20 years. Now, you might say, what does that have to do with my real estate career today? College graduates go to school for 4 years and come out of school with college debt, and they start entry-level jobs at $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year. We invest 90 days, and we expect to duplicate that? Doctors, the professionals that earn $500,000, $1 million or more per year, go to school sometimes for up to 12 years and come out with hundreds of thousand dollars worth of debt. What I'm sharing with you is in order to be successful in a career as a salesperson is that you need that same education, but you only need it 1 hour at a time, 1 hour every single day. Most people have heard the old story, how do you eat an elephant? You eat it one bite at a time or one sandwich at a time. Well, that's how your education in the real estate business over a career should be, 1 hour a day for your entire career. So let's talk about the things that you should be spending your education time on every single day. You should be learning about sales skills. You should be practicing sales scripts and sales dialogues, objection handling, how to answer those questions, the power of asking questions, eliciting further responses by going deeper and deeper. They call it peeling back the onion with additional questions. We've talked about that in some of our communication podcasts in the past. But you should be studying your skills. Talking with the people in your office about what phrases and what language are they using that is being effective with what their customers are saying. We need to be current and up to date on the objections that we're getting and effective answers well delivered in order to overcome them. So sales skills. Personality styles. How do we deliver the same message to somebody that receives the information in a different way? We want to be studying our craft as salespeople. The second thing that we want to spend time on in our education part is our sales contracts. We need to know the tools of our trade better than our customers do. They're relying upon us to explain these contracts to them and protect them. I can't tell you how disappointing it is to talk with the salesperson that's been in the business for 5, 10, 15, 20 years that doesn't know what the current version of the purchase agreement actually says or how to fill it out correctly. That's malpractice. So as a brand new salesperson or as a career real estate salesperson that wants to be successful, you should include in your 1 hour of education every day becoming comfortable and confident with the current version of your contract, your disclosures, your notice to perform, your cancellation clauses. What should you focus on? You should know that contract so well that you can explain it to your customers in everyday language very simply. You should also know the nuances that will keep your client out of trouble and potentially save or gain them hundreds of thousands of dollars by not making a mistake. You need to know it really well, so study it. Another area that should be part of your 1 hour a day of education should be understanding the market trends in your marketplace, studying the market statistics. How many properties are on the market? How many are selling every month? What's the absorption rate? What's the average sales price? What are the days on the market? Are things improving? Are things not improving? By paying attention to what's going on around you, you can learn nuances. You can learn little anecdotal evidence that you can include in your presentations to your customers to explain to them what's currently happening in the market. But in order to be able to express that, you need to be studying it and paying attention. You can be familiar with the changes that are happening in the industry itself, what legislative changes are taking place, what new laws are coming into place. We recently had something with the Department of Justice where they started requiring buyer-broker agreements throughout the nation. That was a big change. So being up to date on what's happening or what's coming in the future and be able to understand it and express it to your clients is very valuable. You also should know what's happening with financing, what's happening with the overall general economy. Basically, what I'm asking you to do is include in your daily schedule 1 hour of education where you read about our industry, you learn about skills, you learn about the market, you learn about trends. In your daily schedule, you should have time to learn about sales techniques, sales expectations with the buyers in the market, what's changing, what scripts are effective in today's environment. What are the trends in the marketplace? What objections are you getting? What's happening legislatively that's going to affect your business? Are interest rates going up or are they going down? Are there any changes in our industry on the horizon that you need to be aware of ahead of time so you can take advantage of it? I'm asking you to spend 1 hour a day studying your industry, studying your job, learning the information so you can take an action on it in order to make things work. So again, I always talk about the six-hour day work schedule that is non-negotiable, 1 hour of education and study, which is what we talked about today. The second part is practicing skills. The third is lead generation, because if you don't have anybody to sell, you're out of business. The fourth is to have part of your daily schedule set up for administrative work and the paperwork and the preparation for your appointments. And the last thing is to know your inventory. And when I say know your inventory, I mean looking at it in person so that you know more about the real estate that you're looking at than your customers do when they're searching online. I'm hoping that whether you're a new agent or whether you're one that is stuck in the middle of your career that wants to proceed, is that you take my 6 hour a day non-negotiable schedule and apply it to your business. And focus that 1 hour every day of education on improving your knowledge so you bring more to the table. I know this is sort of a general outline of things that you need to be paying attention to, but if you need help personally, please reach out to me at timetestedmastery.com. You can send me an email or you can find me on my social media, Instagram, Facebook, X, LinkedIn, or my YouTube channel, and send me a message, ask me a question, and I'd be happy to answer it for you. If you think this message might be helpful to somebody you know, please pass it along to them as well. I'd love to be of help to them too. So for now, I'm signing off. My name is Mark Dolan, your host for Time Tested Mastery, Life Lessons Sell. And remember that seemingly ordinary people can do extraordinary things if we really put our mind to it.